It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Man, I tell you, the NFL, who are just geniuses, and I'm just telling you, they are geniuses at keeping you engaged.
Absolutely.
If I didn't know any better, I would think they were the very first social media platform.
You got Twitter, Facebook, NFL.
That's who Tom was with MySpace. Right? It's the NFL. It's Tom, the NFL.
That's exactly right. That's right.
That's all Facebook, Twitter. That's all they are just recreations of real life NFL. The National Football League, the Shield, as we call it, has mastered and created this. They have the ability to keep you engaged.
Yeah.
Week after week. It's like it's all scheduled. When are we going to have the trade deadline? Well, let's have the trade deadline right about here. Why? Mm-hmm. Because studies have shown that after about 21 days, people start to kind of move on.
Yep.
So let's have it 21 days from this. Well, what are you going to do 21 days from that? I don't know. Let's have a draft. Let's have a combine.
Yeah.
Then they say, okay. Well,
I forgot about that. Yeah.
21 days from the draft, what do we do to keep people engaged?
Yeah.
Let's have OTAs.
Yeah.
Why not?
You know? Which I'm still trying. What the hell does OTA stand for again? All season training activities?
Sounds
something
good.
Like that?
That sounds perfect. Yeah, right there.
Sound like that?
Yeah.
That nobody of that actually has a contract has to show up for. But hey.
No.
But it's televised.
No. It's volunteer.
Yeah. Nobody who has a contract.
No, your ass better show up. If you got a contract, you better show up to my volunteer.
It's mandatory volunteerism.
Right.
That's exactly what it is.
It's mandatory. How do you make volunteering mandatory?
You show up. You come. It's volunteer. Okay, you don't show up.
Don't volunteer.
If you want.
I've had jobs where they're like, "Do you want to work for this shift?" And it's like, "Is this a question, really?"
Oh yeah. I mean, we're giving you an option.
Yeah.
Right.
Because since we have no one else to fill the shift,
right?
And if no one fills the shift, we have to pick someone.
Right.
And since you're the lowest seniority person,
right?
We're giving you the option.
Yeah.
Right. And you may think no is the answer, right, but that's not an option.
That's not the option. Right.
When you're the lowest seniority person and no one else is taking it, and they say, "Would you like to?"
Right. And give you that look. I like that emphasis with the eyes. Would you like to?
Then you have to like, let me get back to you. Really?
We're going to waste each other's time?
Oh, really?
I mean, you got to think about it.
Are you sure about that?
Are you sure about that? Let me ask you the question again. Maybe you didn't clearly understand what I'm asking.
I'm going to say it a little slower.
A little slower this time. You need to come here. You need to think about your answer before you give an answer, okay?
Because that's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes, yeah.
So now the NFL has decided after OTAs, people, we got to think. People are going to forget about us.
Yep.
I mean, we got the Derby. We got this horse that's famous. You know what I mean? You know,
got an attitude and everything.
You know what I mean? He biting other horses.
You got famous horse. You know, NIL and college is creeping up. People are talking about everybody but us.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Oh, I know. Let's tell people we're going to play each other.
Right.
And when?
6 months from
and
now.
And where?
6 months from now.
In case they forgot.
But they made it out of something, though.
And what we're talking about is last night was the revealing of the 2023, 22, I don't even know what they call it, NFL schedule. This upcoming NFL schedule.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Anything shocking out of that?
No, anything
surprising out of that schedule?
Then they get into this old notion, well, you know, Russell Wilson's going back to Seattle or. They're going to make this thing, I guess, to your point. I mean, the best social media engine ever is the NFL.
They created it first.
Because, I mean, we talking about
it. Yeah. They just want to make drama with it.
That's the thing.
That's it.
I mean, they want to put all the drama behind, Tom Brady, playing this last season again and going – With the Bucks, without the head coach now, because Todd Bowles is the head coach now, the new guy, they're gonna put all the drama behind everything. So we fall right in line. We're suckers for it, which it's good radio.
I mean.
Now, have you seen the videos that they make with these?
Okay, now that part,
see that part is crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Okay, how did each team have the money? Okay, the money alone is just ridiculous to me.
Yes.
Who came up with? How about this? Why don't each team create a, like, seriously, movie Warner Brothers style trailer? Yeah,
yeah. Right, like a parody.
Yes,
like,
yes,
come out for each one of them. Dun, 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 dun.
Right, because we can't just release it. You can't just put it out there.
No, no. We have to say on September the 11th at noon,
right,
1 p.m. Eastern, the New Orleans Saints taking on the revamped Atlanta Falcons, led by.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like that.
Who knows?
Who knows? We don't know who they're led by.
We don't know who the quarterback is.
You tell me.
But in other news, predicting this one game is incredible. The Cleveland Browns, led by not him, but him.
But him.
Fireworks.
I know.
Everywhere.
Taking on the Carolina Panthers. Could this be Baker Mayfield taking on his old team?
What?
What?
Is it possible? No. I don't know. So they go through all of this. I would like to see this game, though. The Cleveland Browns on September 11th taking on the Carolina Panthers. You know why?
Why?
Deshaun Watson's return.
Yeah.
To the NFL? I think it's returned. I don't know. Because by the time we forget about all of this, they'll come back and say, is it time to suspend Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, pretty much.
So then they'll start all over again. So
that's what I was thinking, too.
That's where we'll be with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, on September 11th, we got the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Detroit Lions. And the Steelers taking on the Bengals. Division matchup. Not excited yet?
No.
Nope.
How about this? My Commanders will be taking on Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, yeah.
We better win. If we don't win that damn game.
So y'all going to lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
If we don't win that game, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to lead the charge myself to take a year off.
That's it, done.
I'm serious. We better win that game.
Yeah, y'all sure win that game.
We should.
But we'll see.
And Tom Brady taking on the Cowboys at 8:20.
That'd be interesting.
Is it? Is he going to be calling the game or is he going to be playing?
Well, I don't know. But, he'll make more money.
Good question.
He'll make more money calling the game than playing. Think about it. He's making $37 million once he stopped for 10 years.
Wow.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.